All right, did What's-His-Face get at you last night? What do you mean, who? I'm talking about these nuts. Anyway, you guys don't get that because you don't listen to rap music, so fuck you. Oh, I'm feeling good now. I got an episode in the can. I'm warmed up. Ready to lay more smack down. Oh, feeling good. It is I, Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. Right, always right, always been right, always will be right, never been wrong. Yes, Hillary Clinton, despite collapsing or whatever she did just say, whatever she did today, still the next president. It doesn't matter. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, smell, fuck, fucking moan, fucking fuck. I can't talk. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Hillary Clinton's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility, bitches and bitchettes. You are wrong, and I am right. I am still the Great One himself. I am still the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. I've still been on the internet since 1999. I have still been podcasting for 11 years. I still an anarcho-capitalist motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about your fucking feelings. This is still Stating the Obvious podcast. It is still the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. It still homes in on and still destroys all of you motherfucking statists out there. The homo statist, the fucking Islam statist, the fucking left-wing statist, the fucking right-wing statist. It does not, and of course the femistatist. Femistatist who should be lined up and mowed down with a 50 caliber machine gun, because of all the statists, never mind. Of all the statists out there, these are the worst, and whichever ones are the worst just depends on my fucking mood that day. It's all about my emotions. I'm just like a woman. See, reality is determined by the way I feel. And if you don't if you don't respect my fucking feelings, well, you are racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. Why is this shit in my way? God damn it. Randy, where'd all your shit come from? I mean, I had nothing to do. I am a feminist. I have no agency with. I had nothing to do with this. I am blaming you, because you're a woman. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's doing her thing over there. I am still the Great One himself. You can send us email as God, dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. And of course, we are on the interwebs at cynlibsoc.motherfucking.com. And on the Twitterverse, until such time as Anita Sarkeesian has me banned, we are over there, cynlibsoc. All right, and remember, we're on the YouTube, currently not being censored on the YouTube. You can subscribe over there. You can watch the videos. You can comment. I do YouTube, other than the website, the only two places I really reply to comments, because I got the Facebook. The Facebook, I don't fucking pay attention to the comments on Facebook. I don't respond to them. I mean, the Twitterverse. If you say something nice to me on the Twitterverse, I'll respond. If you put something on the YouTube that's intelligent, I'll respond. And of course, if you put something on the website, I'll respond to that. Or you can just send me an email, send us pictures of yourself or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Just make sure you're naked, because I like naked girls. Randy likes naked boys. Send pictures of naked, attractive people, and you will get my attention or Randy's attention. You'll get somebody's attention. I mean, if the guy's good-looking enough, you'll get my attention, too. I mean, I'm not going to have sex with a guy, but, you know, I can look at a hot male physique and be like, yes. So, again, there's a difference between men and women. I've talked about this before. Because in the previous episode, which was episode 3, about the Essential Guide to Date Rape Prevention by Scott Lindquist, this is episode 4. Welcome to episode 4. As we continue forward, there are differences between men and women. There are. There really are. And as a man, while I would not have sex with another man, I have no interest in having sex with another man, I can look at another man and recognize intellectually that, man, that's a good-looking guy. He's got a great body. He's got a good physique. He obviously works out. You know, he's balanced. He's not all blown up on the top and skinny legs. I mean, so he's well-proportioned. See, women, on the other hand, can't do this, because women, all a woman sees another woman that's more attractive than her, and her entire existence is blinded by hatred. This is why you see fat women telling skinny women, oh, honey, you should eat a sandwich. Because, of course, the fat women want skinny women to be fat. like they are, because women cannot improve themselves. So the only way women can get any kind of upward mobility in the hierarchy that Scott Lindquist claims women don't have, because women never have hierarchies in their groups. No, of course not. The sheer naivete of this fucking femisimpy white knight beta male moron to assert that groups of women don't have hierarchies. And we're going to, there we, the royal we, this idiot is writing a book about how not to be raped. And he doesn't even believe, he doesn't understand. I don't care what he believes. He does not accept that groups of women have hierarchies. This is fucking terrifying. Okay, we're going to pick this up. Where was I? Because right now I'm just tangenting and rambling. Hold on. Got to swish around the little tea bag. Not that kind of tea bag, you perverts. The tea bag for the hot mint tea that I brewed up while we're taking our little break. And did I forget anything? Oh, yeah, it's still September 11th, 2016. 9/11. Yes, remember what, I don't know, how many years ago was it when Muslims were bad because they were terrorists? And, you know, if you don't let the NSA read your email, then the terrorists are going to win. Remember when terrorists were bad? Now, no, no, not anymore. Muslims. Remember when Muslims were bad, okay? Now I love it. Terrorism. The real victims of terrorism are Muslims. You see that headline after every terrorist attack. You do. This is a fact. You do. Okay, hang on. I'm swishing my tea bag around. Still not that kind of tea bag. Chill out. I have to put the book down because I can't fucking do two things at once. I'm a boy. I know you don't like to believe there's a difference. See, boys don't do multi-tracking very well. By the way, girls, you don't multitask, you multi-track. They're two different things. I've explained this before. I'm not going to explain it today because you need to go back and listen to the other fucking podcast so that you can get triggered, okay? Nobody, male or female or tranny or non-binary or gender fluid or anything else, human beings cannot multitask. Women are very good at multi-tracking, which is different than multitasking. I know about your fucking feelings, but I don't care. Men suck like a motherfucker at multitracking. We focus on one goddamn thing at a time. I am now going to focus on my fucking teabag for the next 5 to 10 seconds, okay? So just fucking wait for it. I'm back. Did you miss me? Did you? Oh, doobie boo boo. For many of you out there, that will be the best 10 seconds of this podcast. It will be the only 10 seconds that did not trigger you. Okay, trigger warning. We're going to talk about stuff. Trigger. All right, focus. So now, in the first, in episode 3, was it 3 or is this 4? I've already lost track. In the episode before this one, which would have been, would will be, 343, I was cranky and not doing a good job of talking because I was cranky. Now I'm fired up in episode 344 and I'm not doing a good job of talking because I'm fired up and I'm just having too much fucking fun because I'm now over my crankiness. I've moved past my emotional whining instead of wallowing in it and playing the fucking victim card for the next 17 years. Oh, I fucked up. I made a mistake. I should have done something. I didn't do it. I'm a victim. The patriarchy is suppressing me. No. I recorded a podcast and I fucking got over it. That's the difference between men and women. If I were a woman, I'd be needing therapy right now. Because, oh my god, that was the beauty of my feelings. All right, let me stop tangenting. Let's get back to making fun of this book. Reminder, so the book is The Essential Guide to Date Rape Prevention, How to Avoid Dangerous Situations, Overpowering Individuals, and Date Rape. by Scott Lindquist, FCPP, CPS, Crime Prevention Specialist. Scott Lindquist, according to my research on the internet, which by research I mean I typed the name into Google and believed the first thing that came up, Scott Lindquist is a femisimp, Scott Lindquist was a Jesus freak, and Scott Lindquist is dead. If only all the other femisimps were dead. Oh, the glory. But it's okay, because the Muslims are coming, and they, as I have expressed before, the Muslims are not femisimps. The Muslims are not pussies. The Muslims are not white knight beta males. No, no, no. The Muslims are going to tell you to put on your motherfucking burqa and shut your fucking mouth. And remember, most important thing is this. It's not rape if a Muslim does it. Which is why I'm converting to Islam. All right, anyway, let's get on point here. At this point, the man, if he's aggressive... So, we just finished reading this passage about how when a woman comes to a man and she just wants to cuddle and feel good, and the man misinterprets that and thinks she wants sex. Well, the man is such a bad person. How dare he think the woman wants sex? I mean, you know, just because he's putting up with her bullshit, just because he's spending money on her, just because he's investing his time in her. Now, again, girls, you know, if a man is spending time with you, that's an investment. We're all going to die one day. If I'm spending time with you, I am investing in you. And you can make the argument, well, if a woman spends a time with a man, she's investing in him. Well, yeah, you're right. She is. And hey, here's something. If you don't want to give the man what he wants sometimes, which is sex, why are you investing time in him? And why do you expect him to give you what you want? Oh, wait. Jesus. Because you're selfish. Because as a woman, you don't understand anything except your own needs. I just answered my own question. I know the answer to that question. Why is it a woman would think that a man should never want sex from her, yet it's completely okay for her to expect his time, his attention, his resources, his affection, but she should never have to give up the sex? And you right-wing statists are good at that. That's one where you motherfuckers excel. Because, I mean, left-wing chicks, they fucking spread their legs like the goddamn Lincoln Tunnel. Oh my God, I found this song on Jamendo, jamendo.com. I have got to remember to play it during an episode. It's called Hot Dogs Down a Hallway, and it's about fucking some chick who said she was a virgin. But he's like, yeah, having sex with you is like throwing hot dogs down a hallway. Oh my God, it is fucking hilarious. OMG! It is like super funny. Like, OMG, like it is so super LOL. I don't know why men won't treat me as an equal. I'm equal. I use LOL in sentences all the time in professional emails. All right. Fucking get my shit together here. This is not podcasting. This is me having a good time. And drinking hot tea. Hang on. Remember when I told you guys, podcasting professional tip, don't put your drink behind you so you have to turn around from the microphone to get it? Well, I put my drink behind me and I keep having to turn away from the microphone to get it. So I'm going to take my own fucking advice and put my fucking drink in front of me so that I can more effectively podcast. Of course, first I have to stop fucking off and actually start podcasting. So let's see if we can make that happen sometime within the next couple of hours. Deep breath and focus. Here we go. At this point, this point is, because I've digressed enough times, this point is after the woman has come to the man wanting to cuddle and talk about her feelings, but the man has misinterpreted this as the woman wanting sex. At this point, the man, if he's aggressive and determined, and if he feels that his manhood has been abused, may use force to finish what he thinks the woman started in the first place. You know, nobody is as obsessed with manhood as people who don't have it. Think about that for a minute, because that only now came into my mind. Think about this for a minute, because I'm putting forth a thesis. As I think about it, in my entire life, I don't know that I have ever truly felt like my manhood has been threatened. Now, I've been embarrassed. I've been stupid. I've made mistakes. I've screwed up. I've fucked up. I've talked about this before. I mean, it's here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, you know, multiple times I've been walking down the street and some car full of college kids will drive by and one of the boys will hang out and scream faggot at me. I've been hit on by homosexuals, which personally I take as a compliment. Maybe it's not, I don't know, but I've had many homosexuals hit on me, especially when I lived in Houston, Texas. I felt bad. I felt miserable. I have felt like I was stupid. I felt like I was not as smart as other people, not as capable as other people. I've certainly felt afraid. I don't know that I have ever in my life felt like my manhood has been threatened. And part of that might be that I'm not truly certain what my manhood is. Like when some little faggot, femisimp, cocksucking, white knight, beta male, sissified fucking pussy like Scott Lindquist talks about manhood. First of all, how could he know anything about manhood? But second of all, what exactly is this manhood of which you speak? Now, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm simply saying I don't know what this word means. Right? Again, this is feminism. This is the feminine. This is using words without defining them. Perhaps somewhere in the book, Scott Lindquist defines manhood. It's very possible. Because as I said, I'm not reading the entire book. I have not read the entire book. I am, however, looking in the index. Oh, well, all right, here we go. Manhood, page 69 and page 73. Why is red page 73? There's nothing on 73 defining manhood. And page 69. All right, let me see what it says on 69. Gang rape. Really? Okay. Remember, it's not gang rape if they're Muslims. Often individual men, blah, 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 who commit gang rape. Again, see, they're scared. So normally they would never do it on their own, but they'll jump in a gang rape because they're so scared. There is a perception that they are proving their manhood and improving their standing within the group if they participate in the rape. That is the only sentence that has the word manhood. And I'm double checking the page. Because again, when you're right, I don't need to lie to you. If he actually defines the word manhood in here, I don't need to lie and pretend he doesn't. I'm right. I'm not using emotions here. I'm using facts. If he defined the word manhood in this book, that would be a fact. I would respond to it. My emotions have nothing to do with it. I have a cock. I have two testicles. Okay? No emotions here. He does not define what this manhood is, that he thinks I am so terrified that it's going to be challenged or lost or whatever the fuck it is. Let me find my place again. This blah, blah, blah. Finish with blah, blah, blah. Feels his manhood has been abused. Now, see, again, Notice how Scott tries to make men into victims. He feels victimized. He feels like his manhood is abused. He's been victimized. And that's why he rapes a woman. Now, again, men, not just people with penises, actual, real men cannot be victims. I, in my entire life, yet again, I have fucked up. I have made mistakes. I have been taken advantage of because I wasn't paying attention. I have on and on and on. I'm running out of adjectives. I have never been a victim. Never. My manhood, which I don't even know what the fuck that is, has never been abused. Also, there's sort of this thing of scarcity. Again, it's like, okay, so this woman wants to cuddle and he wants to have sex and she says no and, oh, he's just so, his manhood is abused. No, because if he has manhood, he would just go find another woman. Remember, 7 billion people on the planet Earth, 3.5 billion of them are women. A woman who does not want to have sex with you is replaceable. A woman who does have sex with you is replaceable. And at this point, you may be saying, well, men are replaceable too. Yes, they are. If a man doesn't want to have sex with you, you can replace him. The difference is that men don't focus on all of this and cry about it and make themselves into victims. In a relationship, there's your first problem, people need to communicate to establish closeness and a feeling of caring for each other. Or the man just needs to have a lot of money and the woman will instantly like him. Rich people, rich men, and sexually attractive women do not have problems getting into relationships. Women's great complaint is that men don't communicate. This is not true. They do communicate, but when they do, it is often nonverbal communication. Many men show their feelings not by words, but by deeds. This is true. If you want to communicate effectively with a man, do it in terms he's used to, not in words that he may hear, but in actions. Now, all I ever hear about is how women have such wonderful communication skills, right? Along with women have this great bullshit detector, and women have intuition, and of course, women can change their mind anytime they want to because it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, which is why it's okay for her to fuck multiple men. But if you fuck another woman, you are an evil piece of shit. If women are so great at communicating, why do they need to have this explained to them? Communication is much more than words. Only 7% of communication is verbal. No, it's not. If 7% of communication is verbal, again, let's get the logic. 7% of communication is verbal, then that means the other 93% of communication is not verbal. So I should be able to give you a speech about nuclear physics without using any words, and 93% of what I'm trying to convey about nuclear physics should come across. It doesn't. It doesn't fucking work that way. All right. This means that 38% is tone of voice, 55% is body language. This is all made up statistics because, of course, when you're saying you have to factor in, is the person's body language, that is the other person receiving it, so we're saying, I'm not going to go down the path right now, who cares? This means that in order to communicate effectively, a woman must use all three, words, tone of voice, and body language, to get her point across. If women are so great at communicating, why do they need to have this explained to them? I'm so confused. This is especially true if alcohol and drugs are being used. A major problem in acquaintance rape situations occurs when a woman sends mixed messages, either due to ambivalence or her desire to be nicer for some other reason. But again, it's not her fault. No, it's never her fault. If she is saying no, but the tone of her voice is not reinforcing that she means what she says, the man may not get the message, because he's just so dumb. And if she is saying no, but her body language is not saying the same thing, the man may instead believe what he wants to believe. No, you fucking faggot femisimp. The body language is telling you what's really going on. People cannot very well fake body language. No, it's the body language that tells you what's really happening. You may have spent the entire evening trying to tell your date that you are not interested in a sexual relationship, but he may not have heard you. Why are you on a date with him if you're not interested in a sexual... Oh, that's right, because you want free food. Why are you on a date with a man you don't want a sexual relationship with? That's right, because you're a selfish cunt and you want free stuff. He will, however, understand your message if you do something physical. The simple act of removing your hand from his will get his attention much faster than gently dropping a verbal hint in an ongoing conversation. If you don't want to fuck him, why is your hand in his? Oh, God. I don't know if I want to keep going. Let me take a look. The next little section is communicating through what you wear. This is the part where, you know, women can dress however they want and it has nothing to do with them being raped. Do you notice how women always... Have you ever heard a man... Actually, I'm not talking about on the internet and shit. I'm not talking about feminists saying, have you ever actually heard a man who raped a woman say, I raped her because of her clothes? Has anyone ever thrown this out other than femistatists themselves? Have they? I mean, I don't know. I just don't care. Many men and women still believe that a woman wears provocative outfit she's asking for it. This is rarely the case. A woman may wear a provocative outfit to attract attention and be noticed, but attracting attention is not asking to be raped. Well, at least he admits that they're doing it for the attention. And I agree. Again, the problem here is that this book is about date rape, which is not rape, right? There's no such thing as date rape. You're either raped or you're not raped. Okay, you are either fucked. Well, okay, unless it's a Muslim. We understand if a Muslim rapes a woman, that's not rape. That's completely different. But we're talking about heterosexual white men. Either you raped the woman, you had sex with her and she didn't want to, and it doesn't mean 2 months later she decided she didn't want to. She didn't want to at the time. That's it. And what man has ever said, well, I raped her because of the clothes she was wearing? Has any man ever offered that up as an excuse? Here we go. Reality check. So I'm going to probably go back to, because as we know, I was reading the reality checks. Reality check. No matter what a woman wears, it does not give a man permission to molest, assault, or rape her. It is inappropriate to blame men's criminal behavior on the clothing worn by women. Nobody's blaming it on the clothing. Oh my God. Okay, here, this looks good. I got to do this one. Specific prevention phrases. following are some specific phrases or sentences you can use early in the evening before any physical contact has taken place. I haven't even read these yet, but I promise you, if any woman says any of these to me, I would get up and walk out. I have not read these, but I promise you, these are going to be phrases that will guarantee you will die alone in a house with 47 cats. Number one, I want you to know that I'm not interested in a physical relationship now, and I would appreciate it if you would honor my feelings and not pressure me at this point. Okay? Number two, I would feel more comfortable if we met each other at a neutral location. Okay? Okay. Wait, if you're all, use these early in the evening. This sort of implies early in the evening, implying that you're on a date. If you're already on the date, it's a little late to suggest that you meet at a neutral location. But it's okay. Women don't really, because remember, time is a construct of the patriarchy designed to oppress women. Of course, you should be able to actually be on the date already and suggest that the date take place someplace else, right? To imply anything else is, of course, patriarchal and homophobic. By the way, as you know, if you've listened to this podcast, I fully endorse that. You always meet a chick for the first time in a public place, because you don't know how fucking insane she is, right? I've told you about my stalkers in the past. You don't know this idea that no women are never insane, right? That women are never crazy. Yes, you always meet in a public place. Absolutely. Number three, I want to drive my car because I feel safer that way. Please understand this is no reflection on you. I'm scared of you, but that's not a reflection on you. This is something I always do during the first few dates. Okay. Again, you know, I personally have no problem driving your own fucking car, because that way, when you say something like this to me, I can get up and walk away and you can still get home. Not that I care, but had I given you a ride, your bitch ass would be walking. Actually, you would find some other guy at a bar, and you would probably give him a blowjob in the bathroom, and he would take you back to his place. Yes, you should always take your car until you've actually figured out the other person isn't a psycho, and you're going to hang out with the person long term. Yeah, you always take your own transportation. Doesn't matter, male or female. Chick's like, I'll come pick you up. I'm like, no, you won't. I will meet you there. Because you don't know, she might be a shitty driver. She might be a psycho. She might flake out, right? She take her to a restaurant. She's like, I'll drive to the restaurant. She drives to the restaurant. She's blah, blah, blah. She eats the food. She says, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. She goes to the bathroom. She never comes back. I'm not saying this has never happened to me. That's not sarcasm. I mean, this has never happened to me. But it could happen, right? Just because you have a penis doesn't mean you should throw all caution to the wind either. Remember, women are becoming more and more and more insane. More and more selfish, more and more psychotic. Taking your own transportation to wherever it is you're going is not just a good idea for her. Number four. I don't appreciate your statement about women. I am a woman too, and when you talk about women, you are talking about me. If you want my respect, you must treat all women with respect, okay? Yet, she doesn't have to treat all men with respect. She can insult men all she wants. She can call men rapist. She can call men homophobic. She can talk, yeah, on and on and on. She can just insult men day. If a woman said this to me, I don't appreciate your statement about women. As soon as that got out of her mouth, once I was finished laughing, I would, again, get up, walk away. You don't need to say anything to her. Just walk. Walk off. Number 5. Is that a put down? If it is, I don't appreciate it. Please don't do that again. Okay. So if women are so smart, why do you have to explain to them if it was a put down or not? Don't you have great communication skills? Don't you women have these fantastic fucking... Okay, for those of you who are stupid, I'm putting you down right now. The fact that I have to explain that when I say, why do you women need to have someone explain to you, he's putting you down. Don't you have great communication skills? Aren't you smarter than men? Don't you have bullshit detectors and women's intuition? See, I'm putting you down right now. If I have to explain that to you, you're making my point. Number 6, I'm feeling uncomfortable with your behavior. I want to go home. Please take me home right now. Okay, so she didn't take her own car to this place, which she's supposed to do. So she didn't take her own transportation. And now, again, this man is, you're scaring me, but I still want you to take me home, right? I'm not going to have sex with you. I don't like you. I'm afraid of you. I am rejecting you, but I still expect you, the man, to provide me, the woman, with transportation back to my abode because I didn't plan ahead of time. I didn't bring my own car. I didn't bring my own transportation. I don't have a friend that I can send a fucking text message to with the cell phone that I look at every fucking 3 minutes and ask them to come pick me up because I am equal to you. But I still expect you to give me a fucking ride home because you have a penis and I don't, and I'm a fucking victim. Number 7. I'm going home. You don't have to drive me. I have my own car. No, he doesn't have to drive you. You're absolutely fucking right. Even if you don't have your own car, he still doesn't have to fucking drive you. He is not your fucking slave. He is not your property. Just like you do not owe him sex, he does not owe you a ride home. That's how equality works. Number 8, I don't feel like drinking. Please don't pressure me to drink when I don't want to. Again, that's just anybody. If somebody doesn't want to drink, it doesn't matter. You're out with your friends, you're out with a woman, whatever. If the person doesn't want to drink alcohol, and we know with drink, we mean shorthand for drinking alcohol. If somebody doesn't want to drink booze, you shouldn't pressure them to drink booze. Reality check. There is no guarantee that rape will not happen to you, no matter how careful you are and no matter how well prepared you are. Because again, women are not responsible for what happens to them. A woman cannot prevent herself from being raped. Women, it's my body and my choice, but if a man has sex with me, there's nothing I can do about it. I am just completely helpless and at the whims of men, but I'm equal. All right, we are moving forward. Oh God, this is entitled Verbal Self-Defense. Now, oh God, really? Oh God, tell him you have a venereal disease or AIDS. Act crazy or as if you are on drugs and having a hallucination. Oh, who was it, the one college that told women that if a man tries to rape them, they should pee on themselves? I mean, this is great. Again, the idea that you should, I don't know, just like vet the people you go out with and make an attempt to avoid rape. Nah, that's never going to happen. No. These are things you're supposed to say to stop the man from raping you. Back off, I need my space. Stop touching me, I don't want you to do that. Stop it now. What you are doing is making me uncomfortable. What do you think you're doing? Why are you trying to get me drunk? Remember our agreement that I'm not going to bed with you tonight. I know what you are trying to do. It's called rape. I want you to know that if you continue, I will report you to campus security and the police department. In other words, I will go to other men to protect me from you, because I'm equal to men, but I still need men to protect me from another man, even though anything a man can do, I can do, because I'm equal to men. Are you prepared to be branded as a rapist by me and the police? Well, it doesn't matter how you brand him. It only matters what the judge finds out. I mean, this, you know, and again, I'm not arguing with this. Guys, if I need to tell you this, you're insane. If any woman says anything along these lines to you, again, guys, 3.5 billion women on the planet Earth, get up and walk the fuck out. Find a woman who is emotionally healthy and not fucking insane. Okay. Speaking of insane, just a reminder, I'm cold reading this book. Not seen this before. Here we go. 15 maneuvers that may work. And it'll be interesting to see the one that I promise you is not in here. The one that's in here is having a gun. Because gun control, guns are bad. 15 maneuvers that may work. The following physical maneuvers are considered effective by many people in stopping an attacker. Well, there are many people who believe Hitler didn't have any Jews killed in concentration camps. There's also many people who believe that the planet Earth is governed by alien lizard men who live under Denver International Airport. I don't know who these many people are, but I don't give a... Here we go. Here are the ways, the maneuvers that are considered effective by many people in stopping an attacker. Kick him in the shin. Okay. Slap his face. Scratch his face. Pull his hair. But how can a woman do these things? If women could do these things, they wouldn't get raped. This is why I've said before, when a man tries to rape you, I've said this before. If the woman is not tied up, unconscious, drunk, whatever, if she is completely coherent, it is impossible for a man to rape a woman. She has two hands. She has a fucking mouth. She can bite him. She can scratch him. She can stick her fingers in his eyeballs. She can pull his hair. She can kick him in the shin. She can kick him in the nuts. I know you women think that you're equal and victims at the same time, but you're not. If the woman is sober, not physically restrained, it is impossible for a man to rape her. Impossible. One man, one woman. I'm not talking about three men and one woman. I'm talking about one man, one woman. She's not in handcuffs. She's not tied up. She's not buried under a ton of sand. She's not drunk. She's not unconscious. She's not asleep. She's not intoxicated. You can't do it. Pull his hair. Pull his little finger back to break it. Kick him in the groin. Pretend to faint. I'm not sure how that's going to stop a man from having sex with you, but okay. Number 8. Urinate, defecate, or vomit on him or yourself. Number 9. Run from him, except of course that women run slower than men for the most part. Nice try though. Number 10. scream, help, police, rape, or fire. Most experts believe you get some response if you will get more response if you yell fire, which is true because people hear fire and they're like, oh shit, is my place going to burn down? They respond to that. 11. Make a loud noise or use a noise device. She's been making a loud noise the whole time she's been talking. Number 12, step on his foot, especially in step with your high heels. If what you're expecting, women shouldn't wear high heels. That's sexist. Number 13, as I said, thumb to the eyeball push. He has stick a finger in his eye. Number 14, testicle jerk. In this maneuver, you pretend to go along with the rape and get yourself into a position where you're close to his penis. Okay, if you're being raped, you're going to get in a position where you're close to his penis. If at no point you maneuver yourself so you're close to his penis. Okay, if the woman has to maneuver herself to get closer to the penis, she's not being raped. If a woman is being raped, the man will be attempting to maneuver his penis closer to her. Has Scott Lundquist ever had sex, I wonder? Sooner or later, he will expose himself. Yes, if by expose himself you mean pull out his dick. Yes, that would be required for the rape part. Although I know this is the year 2016, it is completely possible to rape a woman just by looking at her. Once he does, take hold of the testicles and jerk as hard as you can. This will cause him immense pain. He should bend over holding his crotch, which should give you time enough to escape. Number 15, if all of the above fail or are not possible, okay, if out of those 14 options, appear to cooperate, he is not expecting this and may then drop his guard or his weapon, giving you an opportunity to escape. Reality check. Remember, there are no guarantees. Anything you do or don't do could make the situation better or worse. Remember, anything you do or don't do will still result in you being a victim. Because you being a victim is what best serves the state. Reality check. Whatever decision you made in the past or may make in the future, you did the best you could under the circumstances. Remember, if you make it through the assault alive, then you are not a victim. You are a survivor of a violent crime. No, they are victims. And it doesn't matter what decision you made in the past or you might make it, it doesn't matter what decisions you make. You're a woman. You have no agency. You're not responsible for anything. Oh, it's so wonderful to just have no responsibility, no agency. Here's a chapter about weapons. It's got guns, knives, pepper spray. Reality check. Remember, there are no guarantees with any product or plan of action. Again, if women are so smart, why do they need to be told that? Reality check. In all cases, your only goal is to incapacitate him long enough for you to escape. Okay, I mean, I can't, won't necessarily. Oh God, I'm not going there. Quote, sexual assault victims would be more likely to report the crime if they did not fear becoming entangled in the morass of an insensitive criminal justice system, unquote. Assistant Attorney General Lois S. Harrington, 1985. Yes, women would be more likely to accuse men of rape if they didn't have to actually prove that in a court of law. You are absolutely right. And for the moment, there are still some protections in place so that when a man gets accused of being a rapist, the woman actually has to produce some evidence. Reality check. You do have a choice to make, to do what is best for the rapist or to do what is best for you. But how can women make choices? They have no agency. Here's some stuff about dealing with the police. Okay, reality check. The police are not there to judge you. If any of their questions seem improper or accusatory, you have the right to ask, why is this information necessary? You did not commit the assault, the rape. You did not commit the alleged assault. Sorry, cunt. It is an alleged assault until a judge and jury see some evidence. You did not commit the assault, the rapist did. If the police seem to forget this fact, remind them that you or your actions are not on trial here. Actually, they are. Until you prove that you have been raped, it is an alleged rape. Reality check. Rape is a crime of power over another person. Unlike, you know, laws, taxation, the draft, forcing people to go to school. None of those things are anything about power. No. Rape is a crime of power over another person. During the rape or attempted rape, the rapist takes your power away from you by force or intimidation, like the government does. After the rape, take your power back. Oh, but that's right. You're a woman. You have no agency. Hashtag he for she. You need men to give you your power back. Speaking of back, apparently I'll be back to finish this off. And baby got back.